Hey guys, coming up today on the show, Alex Highsmith, Pittsburgh Steelers outside linebacker. 14 and a half sacks last year in 2022. This year, week two, he was the AFC Defensive Player of the Week and scored his first ever touchdown. Not just his first ever NFL touchdown, his first ever touchdown. And oh, does he have that ball? And we're going to talk about it today on Sports Spectrum. That man loves Jesus as well. And we're going to talk about his walk with Christ. Alex Highsmith coming up in just a little bit here on Sports Spectrum. First, I want to tell you about our friends at Operation Christmas Child. They've been reaching millions of children each year with the good news of Jesus Christ through simple shoebox gifts. Since 1993, 30 years, more than 209 million children in over 170 countries and territories have received that shoebox gift. And anyone can pack a shoebox and help send joy to a child in need with Operation Christmas Child. And you can pack a shoebox with fun toys, school supplies, and personal care items, and then bring it to a drop-off location during National Collection Week. It's coming up November 13th through November 20th. Or if you want, you can even build a shoebox online. It's the good news of Jesus being shared alongside your gift. Each child is invited to join a discipleship program. How cool is that? Learn how to pack a shoebox, view gift suggestions, and find your nearest drop-off 24-hour location by visiting samaritanspurse.org/OCC. samaritanspurse.org/OCC with Operation Christmas Child. And we're also presented today by the Sports Spectrum magazine. You can go to sportsspectrum.com and subscribe. Right now, we got Kirk Cousins on the cover from the Minnesota Vikings, and our NFL edition, our football edition, is out now. We keep it affordable, and it's faith-filled, family-friendly content. In the sports space, it's hard to find that. Something clean, something appropriate, especially for those kiddos that love sports. Consider subscribing to the Sports Spectrum magazine. If you get a one-year subscription, we also want to give you a bonus, 15% off a one-year subscription. Use the code PODCAST15, PODCAST15, when you check out, and you get 15% off a one-year subscription to the Sports Spectrum magazine. You can subscribe today at sportsspectrum.com. Great to have Alex Highsmith from the Pittsburgh Steelers here on Sports Spectrum. Hey, Alex, what's going on, buddy?
I'm doing great, Jason. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. We're in the middle of a season, and we're going to talk about some of the things that took place this season and certainly talk about your football journey, but even more important, we want to talk about Christ in your life. So let's start there. Let's start with Jesus. Tell me about Christ. Tell me about the Lord in the life of Alex Highsmith.
Yeah, you know, Christ is everything to me. And I went to college, and going to college, you know, I grew up going to church, and my relationship with Christ really wasn't real in my life until I got to college. I grew up going to church, and I would say that I was a Christian, but, you know, my life really wasn't changed. And, you know, I really wasn't, you know, a true follower, I'd say, until I got to college. So as soon as I got to college, I ended up walking on to UNC Charlotte in 2015. And I got there, got involved with FCA, Fellowship of Christian Athletes. It's been huge in my wife and my wife's life, and got involved there. And one of my best friends to this day, his name is Jeff Gimmel. He was one of the first guys that I met at UNC Charlotte, and, you know, he invited me to FCA and went, and it was awesome, you know, seeing a bunch of believers in the same space, and never really had anything like that, like a community like that in my life. And then really got to know Ryan Glover, who was the team chaplain and the FCA director of Charlotte at the time. And now he's over FCA at the whole greater Charlotte area. Mm. And he officiated me and my wife's wedding. Nice. So I built a great relationship with him. But yeah, just getting involved there was huge for my walk with Christ. Cause I remember every year we had this camp called Winter Blast, and it was in 2015. The first one was in 2015, and we went into Kannapolis, North Carolina. It was like 15, 20 minutes north of Charlotte. And I still remember that was the weekend, you know, that gave my life to Christ. You know, I devoted my life to him. And just since then, you know, I've just been following ever since. You know, not perfect and never will be, but, you know, just seeing where I was then and seeing where I am now, you know, it's clear evidence, you know, of God working Jesus working in my life. And so I'm just so thankful for FCA and how God used that ministry to change my life. But yeah, like I said, every single year, God taught me something new at Winter Blast that year. Like I said, I met my wife through FCA. So FCA meant so much to me. I'm thankful that God brought that ministry, to me. I was able to get involved with that. And so I'm just very thankful.
Yeah, FCA is amazing, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and we love them. They're partners with us here at Sports Spectrum and just friends, and we're all in this together, right? To see the gospel go forth. For you, you go through UNC Charlotte. You said you were a walk-on, and it's funny, if I had talked to that Alex Highsmith, that walk-on young man, teenager probably still at that point, and said, God's going to bring you through that. He's going to get you drafted. He's going to have you have an incredible season last year, get the contract, the second contract, and help you kind of establish yourself as a real force in the NFL. Would you have believed that if I told you that back then?
I don't know, honestly. But I'm, like I said, I'm so grateful, for this path that the Lord has had me on, and He's taught me so much through it all, and just being a walk-on too, just instilling so many work ethic values in me has just been huge, and I carry that mentality with me today. I'm just so grateful, and I always will be grateful for the path that that God has directed
How has your faith helped you be
me on.
an effective NFL player, or just helped you in your journey of being an NFL player? Because it happens to a lot of guys. They come to the league, it's a business, it's a profession. The world comes at you, a lot of people pulling at you. How have you seen your faith be able to help you stay grounded when you came, since you've come into the NFL?
Yeah, just like you said, just stay grounded, and having that firm foundation has been huge for me, in my 4 years or 3 years in the NFL so far, and really just this past year, last year, not this year, but my third season, 2022 season, I think Christ was just reminding me, just that my identity is in Him and in Him alone, because I think our chaplain, who's awesome, Kent Chevalier, he's speaks a lot at chapels, and he also brings in speakers to come speak to us when we go to road games and even some home games and stuff like that. And I think almost like three quarter at least of the chapels up in the 2022 season were wrapped around our identity and where our identity is. And so I think that was just the Lord just continuing to remind me that my identity is in Him and not my performance. And I think that's the thing about being in the NFL. It's like you said, it's a business, and you can get so caught up in how you perform, and you're judged on that. And I think that just knowing that my identity is in Christ and Him alone just helps me to go out there and just play and play free. And knowing that no matter how I play, whether I have a game where I have three sacks or a game with no sacks, or no matter how I play performance wise, God still loves me the same. He doesn't love me anymore if I play a great game. Doesn't love me less if I play, a bad game. And so, and I also heard, or saw, this is when I think it was in college, earlier in college, I think it was Derek Carr. He had on his Twitter bio, it said, "My work is my worship." And I just thought that was such a cool, just attitude, and just, attitude to have, toward how you play. Because I think worship is more than just singing songs and, listen to worship music. Worship is a daily lifestyle. And I think just living in such a way in the NFL and playing the game in such a way as to worship God, I think it's just such a great perspective to have. And so, my wife will text me before games, "Can't wait to go watch you go out there and worship." And just knowing that, God has blessed me with this platform to be a blessing to others, to go out to worship Him and glorify Him. It's just so humbling, and to know that he's blessed someone like me to be able to go out and play for His glory. And so just knowing that I have that platform for that reason, just really encourages me.
And yet, the NFL, right? Like the highs and the lows, they come. You're judged based on performance, you're judged based on wins or losses, at least from the outside. So, and you've had, thus far as we're recording this, you've had some great wins, you've had some losses, some great moments, some tough ones. Tell me about staying humble and not getting caught up in all of that, especially when this day and age with social media, everybody has an opinion. Other places want to overreact week to week, and they want to throw you under the bus when you lose, and they want to crown you when you win. How do you stay level and humble in the midst of a long NFL season? Now that you're going into year four, you've kind of been through this a little bit.
Yeah, I think the Bible, tells us that God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. And so, I just feel like, just being humble is such an important trait to have, as a follower of Christ, and especially in the NFL, because I think, a lot of times, it's, people are out there, worshiping us, out on the field and stuff like that. And I love how our pastor Kent Chevalier always says to deflect the glory back to God. And
Yes.
so whenever we do that, whenever we get in our circles after the game and people see that, it's us deflecting the glory, because we're not made for that type of glory, and so being able to deflect that glory back to God where it belongs is just so awesome. And yeah, it's just like I said, just being able to deflect that glory back to Him is so important, because like you said, we're not made for that. And like you said, there's weeks when we play good and like people are praising us, as weeks when we play bad and people are trashing our name. And so just having that steady foundation and going back to that identity in Christ, knowing who you are, I think it's just so important, especially to have in the NFL, because mental health is also a huge thing, and hearing different voices and stuff like that. And I love this quote from Lecrae. He said if I'm pretty sure it goes like this: if you live for people's acceptance or for their approval, you'll die by their rejection. And
Yes.
so I think it's just so important to continue to have our identity in Christ, because He loves us the same. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so, just knowing that He loves us the same just really, encourages me.
When you go to that 50-yard line after a game, win or loss, talk about that for a minute. And obviously, I think every situation's different, every game's different, even every 50-yard line gathering can be different depending on where you are. But when you go to that 50 and you pray with Pastor Kent and you guys are deflecting the glory and giving thanks, even in the losses, tell me about that moment where you're able to kind of, I don't know, I mean, because you put your heart and soul into a game, like what you guys do to get ready for every game and what you give, the energy and the effort that you're giving every game. And then it's like, it's over. And now let's go to the 50 and let's praise God, win or lose. What's that experience like?
Yeah, it's awesome. Every single game, being able to go out and do that, and it just shows how much of a brotherhood the NFL is as well. So going out there and seeing other guys from other teams coming in and pray, and seeing the other chaplains come in, I just think it, shows, how, the Lord dwells in unity, and just seeing all those guys out there, it's such a cool moment. It's one of those that I look forward to every game, and so just no matter what, whether it's a win or a loss, always going there is something that I prioritize, because like I said, when I play, I want people to see Christ in me. And so that's one of the ways I believe, we can deflect the glory back to Him, is, when people are watching us out there at the end of the game, seeing that in the middle of the 50, I think it really just deflects the glory back to Him.
I remember talking to a few quarterbacks and asking them, or no, I'm sorry, it was a few defensive linemen, and asking them, how do you go out there wanting to annihilate the opponent, and take them down, hit them as hard as you can, take that quarterback down like you do so well, and then be able to hold hands with them after the game and give praise? It's got to be weird. I don't know, but that's just me as from the competitor side, because you want to win, right? But you also know that these guys and these other people are brothers in Christ, and you want to hold hands and gather in a circle and praise God. That's it's such a weird dynamic there, where you got to kind of turn it on and turn it off.
I think it just shows comes to show for the respect that we have for each other.
Of course.
We're all out there. The NFL is, the ultimate competitor sport, and so just being out there, we're all competing. We all want to win the game, but we know, at the end of the game, it's all love and it's all respect for you guys and for the guys on the other team. And seeing those other brothers in Christ is so cool to be able to come, and lock arms with, after the game and stuff like that. And so, but yeah, definitely getting after them in the game for sure.
So I got to go back to week two and go on the field a little bit. That was a big win for you guys against Cleveland, but it was a big game for you, AFC Defensive Player of the Week. But you also got your first touchdown. What was that experience like hitting pay dirt for the first time?
Mean, it was wild. So I think a rumor went out that was my first touchdown ever. I had someone pop Warner. I guess that don't count, but that was like my first touchdown ever, from like middle school to high school to college.
Wow.
And so I didn't have any touchdowns through all through those levels. And then I still remember the ball just popping up and in slow motion. I was dropping, and then the receiver dropped it, and then Mink had it, and he got hit, and it came up. And I just remember being in slow motion, and I caught it and hit a little stiff arm, and I just saw the end zone in front of me. I was like, oh my gosh, I just got to run. So I just tried to turn on the jets, and it was kind of a surreal moment, just like I said, because that was my first touchdown. I think my second pick now in the NFL, and it was just so cool. I wish I could have seen live, like my wife's, my parents, my in-laws' reaction, because for everyone who was at that game, I wish I could have seen everyone's reaction. But people were sending me videos, and I had some friends text me after the game, like, "Oh, you scoring touchdowns now?" So it was a pretty cool moment. But I'm just glad that we were able to get the victory. That was a big game for us for sure.
Of course, you don't want to ever start off 0-2 and have a bad season, right off the bat where you're going 0-2, and it's so hard to come back for that. But it was national TV, which is always nice to do that touchdown opportunity. And then the ball. Like, I don't know, thus far, it's only been a few weeks, but have you been able to get the ball and have that thing to put on the mantle and have it forever?
Yeah, I actually have it right here in the basement. But
Nice.
we're probably gonna get a case for it, a mantle for it here soon, because my wife got me a mantle case frame for my birthday a few years ago when I got my first pick against the Ravens in 2020. So we're gonna get that one framed as well,
I hope
because that one's
so.
extra special. Yeah, that one's extra special, it being a touchdown. So hoping to get some more of those.
What does it mean to wear that black and gold and to represent such a storied franchise with the Steelers? You can even take me back to when you were drafted by them, because I know that was such a weird draft. That was the COVID draft of 2020. Everybody was home. Nobody was, really having a lot of parties or anything like that. But to be drafted and then to be able to put that uniform on and represent that franchise, it's such a storied franchise.
Yeah, it is. It means so much, for me to be able to be here for the next few years, especially if we sign this new contract and everything. But coming out of the draft process and coming into it and going through it, I have my eye on Pittsburgh. Like, this is the place that I want to go, just because I know the history that they have with the organization, all the Super Bowls, and especially on defense, the
Yeah.
outside linebackers that they've had on this team, and how they, take pride in their outside backers here. And so, I know that this is one of the places that I definitely wanted to go. And so I still remember it was COVID, and the COVID draft was so weird. Like, we had to be at home, and I had, like, my wife was there, my parents, my sister, her husband, a couple of my best friends were all there. And I had, like, some family members on, like, a Zoom call, and some of my other best friends on another Zoom call. Probably would have had a big party if it wasn't for COVID. But I still remember it was, like, late that night and getting drafted, and hearing Coach Tomlin's voice was just, like, the craziest thing ever. Because I grew up, he's one of my favorite coaches, that I grew up watching. I grew up a Panthers fan, so I wasn't a Steelers fan, but I always respected Coach Tomlin and how he ran the organization. So now being able to play for him and just for the whole organization as a whole is just amazing. So, I love everything about the Steelers organization, and there's nowhere else that I want to be.
He is Alex Highsmith with the Pittsburgh Steelers joining us on Sports Spectrum. What does staying connected to Christ during the season look like for you? Because you got practices, you got, your treatment, you got to make sure you're staying ready. Obviously, injuries are a part of the game and that stuff happens too. And then, you have your meetings with your coaches and all of these things on the field. What's it like to stay connected to Christ though, between Bible studies, even your personal time, your devotional time, prayer time with your wife, whatever that looks like? What does that look like for Alex Highsmith?
Yeah, I think just throughout the season, it's definitely, you definitely have to carve out time. You definitely have to prioritize your time, with the Lord during the season, because we're so busy with, like you said, meetings and practice and stuff like that. And I'm just so thankful for Kent Chevalier, and his wife Erica, because I think coming to the NFL, like I said, I had a great chaplain in Ryan Glover in college, and one of my wife's prayers coming to the NFL was, that they would, that God would surround us with great chaplains.
Yeah.
And, that was definitely answered prayer, in them too. And so we're just so thankful, because, we do weekly Bible studies with Kent, and Erica does weekly Bible studies with the women, wives and girlfriends on the team and stuff like that. And so that's just such a blessing. And I'm so grateful for that. And also, we do, like, another Bible study as well with Kent, where we dive deeper, like a discipleship study. So being able to do a study like that weekly has really helped me as well. And then doing the chapels, before the game every week. And only thing, that is tough is we can't go to church every Sunday. I did get to go before the Monday night game, but that's the only thing, that's tough. And so, but just staying connected and just having, there's definitely a core group of guys, on the team that I'm connected with, who are fellow brothers in Christ. And so it's just, it's been amazing, having that community here so far.
Yeah, you mentioned Kent. I mean, he's just just a dynamite of a human, Kent Chevalier, who's the Pittsburgh Steelers chaplain. He's been on this show before and actually was the one who first introduced me to you. He called me over. He's like, meet Alex Highsmith. This is Jason from Sports Spectrum, and I'm glad that we were able to connect. And a lot of his connection has to do with you and I even speaking today. But just brag on him a little bit more. Like, he, it's just the value of a team chaplain who invests in not just the team, but the players themselves and helping you guys grow spiritually, but probably just being a voice to lean on in all circumstances, right, Alex? I mean, he's probably not just a guy who's like, tell me about Jesus and what this verse means. He's probably a guy you need when you just need to bounce some things off of. Brag on Kent a little bit more and the importance of his role on the team, but certainly for you.
Yeah, just like you say, you know, he's a voice we can lean on in all circumstances, you know, and I will brag on him. You know, he's been amazing in my walk with Christ ever since I got in the league. And I still remember getting drafted, and he Twitter messaged me saying welcome to the team and stuff like that. So I couldn't wait to get up here and meet him and stuff. And just like I said, doing the weekly Bible studies and doing the chapels, and also during camp, you know, we did Bible studies every single day with him during camp. Was so awesome. And I think he really invests in us, and he truly cares about us as people, and just helping us to grow spiritually. And I'm just so thankful for that, just like I said. And so having him, you know, in my life and just the Steelers organization is super blessed to have him.
Tell me about, we'll use the word evangelism. I think that's a harsh word, or a super spiritual Christian word, but being in that locker room and going to battle with guys from all different walks, all different faith backgrounds, maybe all different denominations, all different races, all different everything, right? Socioeconomic, you know, backgrounds. What's that like for you to live out your faith? Obviously not force it on anyone, but live out your faith as a follower of Christ in that locker room with your brothers that you're going to battle with every day.
Yeah, I think just being in an NFL locker room, just being a light, you know, is something that I feel like, you know, God has called us to do. You know, like, no matter, you know, where we are, no matter, you know, what our work occupation is, I think wherever we are in our lives, God has called us to be a light. And so one thing, you know, that I like to do, I just really like to build relationships with guys, you know. You know, if I don't know, or just people in general throughout the facility, you know, if I don't know someone's name, I'm going to make sure I go out of my way to, like, hey, you know, make sure I know their name and stuff like that. And so just want try my best to be a light, you know, in that locker room, you know, and because I know there's you can't see what guys are going through, but you know, there's guys out there, you know, that are hurting and are dealing with things. And so just doing whatever I can, you know, just be the best teammate that I can to guys, and just really being a light in that locker room is something that, you know, that I'm encouraged by.
As we wind down, I did want to ask you about that rookie season, because not only was the COVID draft weird where you're home, but that whole season was weird. No fans. I mean, think about playing in Pittsburgh and representing the Steelers and not having any terrible towels being waved in a game. That's just weird, right? But that's what you guys did in that 2020 season. What was that year like for you? Obviously, you're a rookie. You're acclimating yourself to the league. You're trying to figure out, how am I going to fit in? You're trying to do well on the field, and there's no fans. What was that year like?
It was so weird. I was like, for the game, like a glorified scrimmage out there. I still remember the first game, you know, my first game was versus the Giants at MetLife, and just no fans. There was just, like, the generated crowd noise and stuff like that. It was definitely really weird having no fans out there and stuff like that, and having to wear the mask and do the COVID test and stuff like that was, it was bizarre. but you know, when I tell people, you know, what draft class I say COVID class, you know, because 2020, that's the COVID class, you know. But, you know, I feel like God taught me a lot of things throughout that year. And, you know, definitely was tough not being able to, you know, go out in the community and give back, or just really hang out with the guys a lot outside of the facility. But I feel like, you know, we made the most of it. And so it was definitely a weird year, but, you know, it was still a cool year.
Did you have a moment where you got caught? It's probably on the sidelines, hopefully not in the middle of the game, looking over at another team or another player and thinking, oh, wow, welcome to the NFL, Alex Highsmith. This is it. Did you have a moment like that? Do you remember?
Yeah, I think one of my welcome to the NFL moments was like the first Zoom call that we had, because, you know, we couldn't go up there during COVID. So all our meetings and stuff were on Zoom call, and we had to work out wherever we were. Yeah. And just getting on the Zoom call and seeing Big Ben, Cam, Pouncey, TJ, all those guys just like wow, I'm in the NFL. I think a video went viral. I forgot who it was like one of the guys on the side. I'm like, we in the NFL, man. Like, we really here. And like, it's it, I had a lot. I feel like I had a lot of those moments on my rookie year. And so, yeah, I would say that was probably my first one was that first Zoom call team meeting.
Yeah, I forget you're not just playing against guys who've been in the league for a long time, some legends, but I'm sure that you played against, but you have one or many, as you just described, on your own team, including Roethlisberger. So yeah, I guess it is kind of a that probably puts it at ease a little bit, even if you're a rookie, knowing that you might be playing, I'm just guessing, but maybe Tom Brady or playing against Aaron Rodgers or somebody like that, some of the legends, and then you realize, oh wait, we got one of those two on our team. So that helps.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, just going against, guys like Rodgers and Brady and those guys who grew up watching, those were always cool moments. And even growing up, like I grew up a Carolina Tar Heel fan, and so I still remember getting to the Steelers and seeing guys like Ryan Switzer and Eric Ebron, guys that I used to watch. And then, like I'm now teammates with Mitch Trubisky, have conversations with those guys. Like, yeah, like I used to watch you and stuff like that. Now we're teammates and stuff like that. So it's definitely cool. And so it's always a full circle moment. I'd say one of my probably favorite full circle moments was last year when we played the Panthers in Carolina. Like I said, grew up a Panthers fan and just being, I remember the first time walking out into that stadium for warmups, and it was just like a surreal moment because I looked up like up in the upper bowl, and where I used to sit all the time, I would sit like up in the one of the corners, and like now I'm here. Like it's just it's it, it was a full circle moment, and had a good game that game, had a sack and stuff, so it's kind of a really really fun homecoming that game.
That's probably a lot of tickets too, I'm imagining.
I got a lot. I think it was I think I had like 40 something people come to that game. It was a
Oh,
lot.
wow.
It was a
That's
lot of
amazing.
people.
Yeah, well, that's you only do that once every 4 years, is it, that you play the NFC? So you got to take advantage of that. You don't know what's going to be down the line 4 years later. So that's definitely, you got to take advantage of that.
I don't know like when we'll play in Carolina again, like maybe for a preseason, but like regular season game, like it's gonna be 4 more years till we play the Panthers
At home.
in Pittsburgh, and
Right.
then for another 4 years till we go down there. So yeah, you gotta make the most of it when you can.
Yeah, we don't want to think too far ahead. We'll just worry about
No,
today and right
yeah.
now and in this moment. Now, this has been great,
Absolutely.
Alex. Let me ask you one last question, and then we'll say goodbye. What's the Lord teaching you? What's God showing you, the lesson that He's kind of, I don't know, instilling in your heart right now when I speak to you and you hear that question? What are you thinking?
Yeah, just like I was saying earlier, just constantly reminding myself of my identity in Christ. And I think just being in the NFL, I think it's easy to get, for me sometimes it's easy to get, anxious about, how I'm gonna perform and what the results are gonna, and like what my stats are gonna look like. But I think, I love when Jesus is talking about in the Sermon on the Mount, that whole passage of scripture when he talks about, to not be worried or be anxious, but seek first the kingdom of God, and everything you need will be added to you. I think that's just a verse that's really helped carry me, throughout my college career, up to now as well, as just, seeking him first. And we had a chapel a couple sorry, someone just called me a couple weeks ago, and the pastor said, give God your best and trust him with the rest. And so I think that's something that's I've been trying to lean on, this year, is just going out and, giving God my best, giving him my all, in my preparation, in my play, and then trusting him with the rest, trusting him that, he is who he says he is, and that, no matter what the results are of a game, that, that he's going to provide, and that, he still loves me no matter what. And so I think that's something that's just been weighing on my heart, and just continue to remind myself of where my identity is, and that's in Christ.
Yeah, it is in Christ, Alex Highsmith. Well, we'll be watching you every weekend with the Pittsburgh Steelers the rest of the year. Best of luck, best wishes the rest of the season. But thanks for joining us, man. And we're always cheering you on here at Sports Spectrum. And I look forward to seeing you hopefully in person down the road. All the best, man. Thanks for
Yes,
joining us.
yes, yes, sir. Thanks, Jason.
And many thanks to Alex Highsmith from the Pittsburgh Steelers for joining us today on Sports Spectrum. I love talking to guys in the middle of the season. It's easy to get to talk to Alex Highsmith in the off season, and I do like doing that with many athletes because you can look back and kind of reflect a little bit. But I also like talking to guys when they're right in the middle of it. And that's what's happening right now with Alex Highsmith and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Alex was the 2023 Week 2 AFC Defensive Player of the Week. He had that strip sack, 7 tackles, and his first ever touchdown on a pick 6 in helping Pittsburgh to a win over Cleveland. Loved hearing him talk about that touchdown. How about the first touchdown in forever, right? Maybe since Pop Warner, he said. So he's got that football for sure and ready to put that up on the mantle and have that thing put in a case for sure. Loved his love for Christ and his identity being placed in Jesus, and certainly knowing that Pastor Kent Chevalier, who is, you know, the Steelers team chaplain, is there discipling Alex and so many others inside that Steelers locker room. It's great to see guys like Alex on the field. When you watch the Steelers and you look for number 56, he's probably going to get a couple sacks in the game you're watching. But know that this guy is trying to do it for Jesus, deflect the glory, as he said, and point to Christ. So we appreciate Alex for being here today on Sports Spectrum. We thank you as well for tuning in. Make sure you click that subscribe or that follow button on whatever app you're listening to podcasts on so that you don't miss any more episodes like today's with Alex Highsmith. You can find all of our content on our website, sportsspectrum.com, and then tell someone about Sports Spectrum. Let them know about the ministry, about what we're doing as a media company, as a ministry, bringing Jesus and keeping Jesus in the sports conversation. Thanks so much for tuning into today's episode, and we hope you'll join us next time here on Sports Spectrum. I hope you all have a great rest of your day.